Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our community meeting today. How good to see you all. Waves. That's nice. Let's be interactive. This is lovely. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Congratulations. We like mothers. Where would we be without them?
Nowhere. You wouldn't be there.
So thank God for mothers. Thank God for wonderful women who pour themselves out in the service of their often recalcitrant children. Mums, well done. God's blessing on you today. So I don't know if you saw in that picture that I had up just earlier, this zigzag path the side of the mountain. And my sense today was one of perseverance, one of pressing on, one of we're all waiting. One day at a time, one foot in front of the other. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, but it's not here yet, is it? And, you know, lockdowns, and the kids are back at school, and that's great, wonderful. And hopefully that gives at least some of our educators a bit of consistency and normality in their lives. But it's a bit like our journey through the 40 days. It's a bit like our journey through Lent. You know, we're longing for the Lord. We're looking to come closer to him. And we've got to just keep going one day, one day, one day. And it's a bit like going up the mountain, isn't it? And I can remember various hikes up mountains. And yeah, it's hard work. Now, the view's amazing when you get to the top, but on the way, it's hard work. And the Jews, they would have their sort of pilgrim major feasts. You know, we talked a little bit about this last term. And they were all to go to Jerusalem. And as they journeyed to Jerusalem, I mean, Jerusalem was up at the top of a mountain. And they would sing these songs of ascents, these psalms from about 120 to about 135, I think. You know, like the psalm I had up just now. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. But these guys, they had to get to the top of the mountain first to get to Jerusalem. The other song that we sing often from Isaiah chapter 2, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. Blessed be God, blessed be God. But you know what the good news is? We're kind of walking up the mountain, but we don't have to get to the top. We have a God who comes to meet us on the way. We have a father who, like the father to the prodigal son, comes rushing out to meet us as soon as we start making some steps towards him. So brothers and sisters, we're going to take some time to worship. And I really invite you to engage with this Lord, this God who is coming out to meet us, who's rushing to meet with us. He is here, and we can't be physically together, but spiritually we are together and we are one in his presence. So let's be joyfully expectant that the Lord will come to meet us this afternoon. So I'm going to hand over to Gregory now and the guys in the house there who will lead us in our time of worship this afternoon. After we've had some time of prayer, Eleanor will be sharing with us some parables, and it's going to be a great time. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you now to stand if you can, but let's collectively come into the presence of the Lord. Father in heaven, thank you that you come to meet us. Thank you that you pour your Spirit upon us. Thank you that we can gather together in your name this afternoon. Lord, open our mouths to praise you. Open up our hearts to worship you, that we might give you the glory that you are due.